All right, hey guys, we are live vlog happening now, and we're live coming from somewhere in Colorado. Hey guys, get in here. Let's see here. We are live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and I never really do Twitter, but I'm starting to do Twitter, so. See what happens with that. And I think LinkedIn, but LinkedIn is like, it's like my personal, so I don't even know if I should do that. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Thanks, Jacob. He says tattoos are a sin. Are they? I don't think so. I don't believe they're a sin. So, But thanks for saying hi at the same time, Jacob. What's up, guys? Lots of Facebook here. How's it going? All right, let me know if you got an alert from Facebook. Hey, Ryan, what's up? Hey guys. Okay, let's jump right in here because I don't have a ton of time. Although I say that and then I end up rambling and then I'm like scrunched for time and I'm picking up my kids up from school today. So I gotta end this promptly. I gotta start it promptly and I gotta end it promptly. Hey, James, what's up? So Periscope, what's up? Is Periscope changing? I don't even know. I don't know the details on that. Hey guys. Okay. Focus. Wow. Lot is going on right now and it keeps changing. Like it's constantly updated. Hey Matt on YouTube. What's up? Okay. Let's just do this. Let's just go. Let's make this happen. Welcome to my live vlog, my live weekly vlog. I'm trying to do this weekly and so far I've been pretty consistent. So we'll see what happens. I'm doing radio tomorrow on KLZ Radio 560 here in Colorado, but you can listen online on klzradio.com, 3 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to be talking about all of this. I go on with John Rush. It's awesome. It's fun. It's fun to kind of partner with someone and like bounce stuff off of because I ride solo so often. So it's fun when you have someone to kind of banter with. And so check it out. klzradio.com. But I don't talk like this on the radio, but you think I should. Okay. So, yes, I am in Colorado and we've been hit hard. This last couple days have been rough. Every time something like this happens, a tragedy happens, there's a series of emotions. There's anger, confusion, hate even pops up. Questioning, like, you know, faith, spirituality comes into play. It's really, really tough, when stuff like this happens. And, I shop like at a King Soopers down the street. So you hear King Soopers and it's like, I'm at a King Soopers at least once or twice a week. Not at this particular King Soopers, but, it really hits home. You know, and I often have my kids with me when I'm grocery shopping and you think, what the heck is happening? You know, and there are crazy people in this world. There are people in this world that do evil things. And I was last night, my husband was working late, so I was putting the kids to bed and we're sitting there. In the room. And I always read devotions and we pray and do all that before bed. And my son seemed like a little upset. Okay. And I didn't know what was going on. And I said, hey, Bodhi, do you want to pray? And he goes, I have nothing to say. And that's a, like, he's never said that before, like ever. And I was like, well, you don't have anything to say to God. You don't want to talk anything on your heart, anything pressing, because, you know, prayers are literally just you talking about what's on your heart. It's very simple. A lot of people are like, I don't know how to pray. Just talk to God. He's listening. And, he's like, no. And I was like, okay, well, if you don't want to pray, that's fine. You know? And he goes, okay. He goes, I want to say something. So we're praying. And he goes, God, I just want to pray for the fallen officer in the shooting. And I I did not know that Bodhi knew about this. I didn't tell him about the shooting. But I guess on his way to karate earlier that evening, martial arts, the procession was taking place for the fallen officer. So I-25, which is an interstate that goes straight through Colorado from Pueblo, Southern Colorado, I mean, well, even further Pueblo, like further south, all the way up from New Mexico, all the way up to Wyoming. And like officers, first respondings were lining the street. They were going across the bridge. And Bodhi saw all this and he's like, Dad, what is going on? What is all of this? What is all this happening? And my husband, you know, explained it to him. And like, I started crying because he's praying for this officer that lost his life. He started praying for his kids because he found out that this officer had children. Eric Talley had 7 children. And this hit me hard because I'm one of 7 kids. And if you're from a big family, anything that happens with other big families, right? It's a special thing. It's a very special thing to grow up in a big family. And so when I heard that he had 7 kids, I was like, I start crying. I'm like a wreck. So Bodhi's praying and I'm like crying. And I was like, Bodhi, at the end of the prayer, I was like, how can you say you had nothing to say? Like what you just said totally touched the heart of God. And it touched me and it touched your sisters. And it was a tough moment. And it's a tough moment as a parent to explain. I'm sorry, I'm choking up. To explain this stuff happening. And then you get people that want to politicize it. And it makes me so mad, right? It makes me so mad because you're preying on people's emotions. Like, look at me, I'm so emotional. You're preying on people's emotions in the midst of a horrible tragedy. Like, liberals and Democrats are literally trying to push a political agenda in the midst of extreme pain happening across our state and across our country. And then you get Biden in the midst of all this, who knew what happened, right? This guy was on the FBI's watch list. So this guy's on the FBI's watch list. Like he had the information completely on this guy when he comes out and does this, you know, announcement or whatever. So, you know, we don't know much about the shooter. We don't know what's going on, but this is what I do know. I do know that we need to punish law-abiding citizens for somebody that broke the law. And it makes me so mad because people that aren't familiar with guns, like I was raised up around guns. I shoot guns. I have guns. And people that they're not comfortable around guns. Like they don't get it. Like they don't guarantee you the people that are like all on board for gun control are not around guns. They're not familiar with gun safety. They're not familiar with just the respect and revere you have for the weapon. And guns don't get up and start shooting people without somebody using that gun. You know, we don't ban cars when some lunatic drives into a crowded mass of people. It's the person behind the object that is crazed. Okay. And this guy was nuts. He was a psychopath. Okay. He was, he sympathized with ISIS is what I've found out. He hated Trump. And this is just another thing. Okay. This guy was radicalized by the mainstream media, completely radicalized by the mainstream media. He literally was regurgitating. Like when you go through some of his Facebook posts, like he's regurgitating what the mainstream media, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, what they have told him about Trump and posting it on his page. He felt like everybody hated Islamic people. He felt like he was a victim. That's what the Democrats do. They push victimhood. You're a victim. You're a victim. You're a victim. And he's like, I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. And you know, you're told that over and over and over again. Eventually, you start believing it. Okay. And this is what the Democrats push. You're a victim. You're a victim. You're a victim. You're a victim. And that's what they did with this guy. And this guy went psycho and decided to walk into a King Supers and killed 10 people. But what we need to talk about here really quick is the 10 people he killed, all white. OK, Okay, we're not talking about the color of their skin, and I'm not going to go into this in depth. But what I do want to talk about is for when the Atlanta shoot happened, all we heard about was, you know, Asians being victims of a hate crime and all this. That is still unfolding. Okay, that is not indefinite. Okay, that's still unfolding. We don't know the specifics on that. A lot of people are jumping to conclusions because Asians were killed in this shooting, but 10 white people killed, and what? We're not even going to talk about race. We're not even going to, well, maybe there's a hate crime. I don't think this was a hate crime. We're not even going to talk about it. And I'm so fired up right now because we got teen suicide at a skyrocketing pace right now amongst white teenagers. And I don't know, call me crazy, but if you tell white kids over and over again that everything is their freaking fault, that they should be judged on the color of their skin and not the content of their character, that just because they're white, they might be racist, or just because they're white, they should be punished for the sins and atrocities of the of people that they were never related to or had anything to do with. Maybe being telling children that over and over again, and the indoctrination that the Democrats are up pushing in our schools with the hatred for whites. I don't know. Maybe that's why we see white children out there killing themselves, because they lead in teen suicide. But we don't want to talk about that, right? We don't want to talk about that. Let's not talk about the fact that they were all white people. And the person that up and killed these people was a Syrian refugee. Talk about a hate crime. This looks like a hate crime. And I'm not saying it is, but it looks like it is. And nothing. Silence from the left. Silence from our media. Pisses me off. Then we got the Democrats creeping up in here telling you that they want to take your guns. And if you've ever studied world history, ever, every single dictatorship, every single totalitarian state that starts, they disarm their people. They take your guns. And then they implement state-run media so you have no idea what the hell is going on. That is big tech. Big tech might as well just be state-run media. Might as well. Now they're coming for your guns. And we have no First Amendment without the Second Amendment. None. You want your free speech? It's gone if you can't protect it with the Second. Oh, but let's pray on the tragedy. Let's pray on these people that are hurting. I'm not my normal self today because I'm done with it. I'm done with it. You take advantage of people's emotions, Democrats and progressives and leftists and you communists and you socialists. You take advantage of people's emotions and then you try to push a radical agenda to implement your policies, which let's just say what it is. It's communism. That's what you guys want. But you got to take our guns, right? And where's the FBI on this, right? I mean, where were they? Where were they? My faith in the FBI, it's gone. My goodness, my faith in any of our intelligence agencies, congratulations. You lost me when you failed to investigate a private citizen, Donald Trump, being spied on. Illegally. That's when you lost me. Then our Supreme Court. Oh my gosh. So we got Biden trancing out there, trotting out there. Oh, like, you know, but this is what I do know. I think I need to take your guns. That's what we need to do. It's just disgusting. It's a hot mess. I have the clip from him. I don't even want to hear him right now. Because first of all, he probably doesn't even know what he's saying. I mean, let's be honest. He probably has no idea what he's saying. He reads from a teleprompter. He doesn't have an independent thought whatsoever. Guy has full-blown dementia, but we can't talk about it. We can't say anything about it. We got Harris in the background just waiting to pounce. The woman had a 3% approval rate in her party during the primaries. She's completely unlikable. Thank God for Wisconsin right now. I'm hearing Wisconsin's going to, I don't know, they're doing something. We're launching a full-blown investigation on our November 3rd election. Thank God. Don't get me started on that. I can't say anything about that because big tech, state-run media will come in here and shut this whole page down. Sorry, I'm ranting. You guys tune in for the comedy. I'm not comedic right now. Nothing funny about what's happening right now, but I'll find the funny at some point. Really quick, this is important. Colorado already has every single gun law the Democrats want to impose right now. We've got universal background checks. We've got a limit on magazines. We've got a red flag law. So if you, hey, there's somebody that's a little crazy down the road, you might want to take a look at them. Police will roll up, take a look, and possibly confiscate their guns if they seem like they're a little mentally unstable. The loopholes in being able to get a gun through the whole gun show thing has been closed. All of it. It's all Colorado lockdown. It's locked down. Let's just be honest. They're talking about assault rifles. And you talk to Democrats, assault rifles. They don't know what an assault rifle is. They don't. If it looks scary, we want to take it away. And then eventually they're coming for your handguns. They want the whole Second Amendment is what they want because they got to disarm you. I mean, and what's so frustrating is they think that we're so stupid. And then they say, hey, common sense gun laws. We just want common sense gun laws. The liberal common sense, that's just a complete contradiction. There's no common sense in liberalism. It doesn't... These are the same people, guys, that believe if you wear a mask into a restaurant waiting to be sat at your table, then you sit at your table and you take your mask off, you're now safe from the virus. This is their common sense. Their common sense is let's not open schools, but let's pack airplanes jam-packed like sardines in a plane. Okay, that's common sense liberal ideology. These people have no common sense. They have no ability to ask common sense questions. They believe that a criminal will abide by the law if they make these laws. There's already a law. You don't go into grocery stores or crowded buildings and start shooting people. That's illegal. And yet they think with more laws, that'll do it. Just throw one more on the books and that'll do it. It's ridiculous. But that's how they think, right? Which makes me think they don't think. They don't think. And then they're like, well, the judge revoked the ban in Boulder. He revoked the ban on assault rifles like just days before the shooting, and the shooter got the gun like 6 days out. So wait, just let me get this straight. You think that the shooter's like, oh man, that judge just revoked the ban on assault weapons up in Boulder. So I'm going to go get a gun and I'm going to now, since I'm allowed to use assault rifles or assault weapons, I'm going to go get my banned assault rifle now and go blow a bunch of people up because it's no longer banned. Like, that's what they think though. Like, how do you reason with people that think that way? Like, you can't. We cannot reason with the left. You cannot reason with liberal ideology. You can't reason with leftist progress. They all emotion. All emotion. That's why Biden is capitalizing on the emotion right now. I have too much and I've ranted too long. I was going to talk about a bunch more stuff and it's just... I was not planning on getting emotional like that, but I can see it all. And I'm sure you can see it all. I'm sure like if you're paying attention, you can see it all. And that's what's so like freaking scary is because it's like, okay, I see it all. Like I see it all going down. I see it how it's all going to play out. And it's like, you're standing there and you're like, can I stop it? I don't know if we can stop it. I hope we can. I hope we can. But I see it playing out. I mean, I started seeing it all back in March when we started shutting our country down. I mean, back in March when we started shutting our country down and they started pushing for mail-in ballots and they started shutting down small businesses, but keeping large businesses open, and nothing started to make sense. Absolutely nothing. And then they started telling us that we need to put something over our face, which completely disconnects you from the rest of society, and telling it it's for our own good and for our own safety, when science, real science, not political science, is saying something completely different. And you're like, what? And then they're like, yeah, we need you to stay in your homes and we're going to send mail-in ballots to you. And then we see an election take place, and in the middle of the night, voting stops. And in the middle of the night, votes come pouring in for this candidate that literally didn't leave his basement through the entire campaign, that can't utter a series of sentences in a row without a complete and total gaffe. And then we see liberal states that ushered in these voting machines, making massive overriding election laws, but not laws, because it didn't go through the legislature, that completely contradict our Constitution. And you start to see all this and you're like, oh my gosh. And then you see the Supreme Court turning down these cases, and now, you know, a shooting taking place, and they gotta take our guns, and our borders being completely opened up for welcoming illegal immigrants into the country and putting them in cages and storage facilities, and people with COVID positive cases being released into our country when COVID started with one case, and you see it all and you're like, what? And I'm sure you're thinking the same thing. It's like, oh my gosh, you can see it all. You can see the plan. And I'm telling you, just in a short time, Biden will be stepping down and Kamala will be stepping in. And I can see it all. And you can see it, the indoctrination of our children in our schools. And then they're going to start coming for the churches, man. They're going to be forcing churches to go completely against biblical principles because they got to eliminate religion to usher in communism. Karl Marx said it. Communism begins when atheism begins. Like, you can see it if you're paying attention, and so many are blind. So many can't see it. And it's so frustrating. And not to sound cheesy, but I do feel like that character on the Titanic, what's her name? Rose. Rose and Jack. And I remember watching this when I was like in eighth grade, and it was like, oh my gosh. But she said, I feel like I'm standing in a crowded room screaming at the top of my lungs and nobody is looking up. I mean, if you're a conservative that's paying attention, that's halfway engaged, you probably feel like that, right? Man, I am so off of my notes. The border crisis, we know it's planned. It's planned. You can't have borders with communism. You can't have borders with globalism. So, just, you know, forget it. Open the borders. Like, it's all there. I don't know. So you're probably like, well, what do I do? Like, what do I do? Right? Like, what? Okay, Rachel, now that you've just described hell, what do I do? Well, this is where I'm at. I'm just going to be real with you. This is where I'm at. Until we secure our elections, like, nothing else matters. Like, I fully believe that. Go ahead, keep having your elections. So many people jump into politics for their own personal agenda. So many people are in this thing just because they want to be known, and they, you know, it's become not a office of servitude and fixing our country, but, you know, it's all about the individual fame and notoriety, and that whole thing just disgusts me. So, you know, good luck with that, running for whatever you want to run for. If our elections are completely screwed, like, well, okay, we have to get our elections in order. We have to go to conservative states and make sure they're locked down. And we have to focus on our homes. Like, that's literally what I come back to, because it's like, I can't fix this giant mess that I'm looking at. Like, it's so major, it's so big, and it's so overwhelming that it's too much. It's like, it's okay. I can't fix Washington, D.C. I know your big agenda and China's role in all this. Oh my gosh. And Joe being compromised by China, and China, it's just I can't, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to even talk about it. So you're looking at all this and you're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But you do have a say over what happens inside your home. You do. You have authority there. You have dominion there. You have authority over it. And so start there. Like, literally start there. And I love, I don't know if you guys are familiar with her. She's a Christian missionary. Her name is Heidi Baker. I think she's in Mozambique. Just literally just this little blondie that gave up all of her possessions, everything, and went to be a missionary and serve people that didn't know Jesus. And she's very notarized, and a lot of people know who she is, but she's written books and stuff like that. But she's just giving it all up and going for what really matters, and that's eternity. And she says this one thing that I absolutely love, and she goes, it's not complicated. Just love the one in front of you. And I think that's where we're at. I really do. I feel like that's where we're at. It's just simply loving the people in front of you, simply influencing the people in front of you, simply having prayer time with your children at night, simply reading devotions, reading the Bible, spending time with your spouse, loving the people in front of you, loving your neighbors, influencing them, trying to get them to wake up. Like, do you see what's happening? Are you concerned about, you know, like, freedoms being eroded? Getting people thinking, asking questions to those in your sphere of influence. That's what you can do. That is what you can do. You can have a say at what happens on your school board. You can have a say at what happens in your city. You can have a say at what happens in your town. You can get it involved in your own little circle. And you can have a say in that circle. You can have influence in that circle. And that's what I literally keep coming back to, because it's like, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. Nobody else is looking up. So I'm just going to take back my circle. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take back my circle. I'm going to have influence in my home. I'm going to have influence in, I'm going to make sure my marriage is right. We got a divorce rate that's skyrocketing. Kids growing up in broken homes. I'm going to make sure my marriage is right. I'm going to make sure that my spouse and I are on the same time. I'm going to make time for my husband. Okay. I'm going to make time for my kids. I'm going to be there for them. I'm going to tuck them in at night. I'm going to pray over them. I'm going to speak life over them. I'm going to encourage them, because that's what I have a say over. I can have a say over what happens in my kids' schools. And so it comes back to that. It really does. So even though, like, you see the frustration in my face, and especially because of the tragedy that happened recently, just right up the road from me in Colorado, I am emotional. And I am, you know, what do I do? What can I do? Like, because you feel like, oh my gosh, this is a situation that's completely out of control. Well, I can control my circle. And so that's just what I want to encourage you to do. Encourage you and tell you that it's going to be okay, because we know in the long run, I mean, literally, if you're a Christian and you love Jesus, you know how this all ends, right? So it's like you're watching we're watching a horror film right now. You know, and you're like watching it, but it's a horror film that actually turns into that has a really good ending. Like, there's redemption in the end, because we know how this ends. And this is all playing out. Like, if you know the Bible, literally, I'm like, so this was written like 2000 years ago. And you guys are talking about doing this. This is right here. And you're talking about doing it. So that's interesting. So that kind of gives me an idea of where I'm at. Okay. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at. And we know how this ends. And it ends well. It ends well if you have a relationship with Jesus. It ends well if you know Jesus. It ends well if your kids know Jesus, if your spouse knows Jesus. It ends well. Also, I love these quotes because I'm a Mother Teresa fan here. And she goes, if you want to bring happiness to the whole world, go home and love your family. Never worry about numbers. Help one at a time and always start with the nearest to you. Right? So I think sometimes we become so outer focused, like we become so like social media and you know, all that, you know, oh, this many, you know, followers and tweets and oh, look at them. They look the beautiful life and the pictures and we become so out here looking out here that we forget to look at the people right in front of us. We forget to bring our circle in. We forget to say, okay, when I die, these people are not going to be at my funeral. Like, my kids will be at my funeral, right? They'll be saying something about mom, my husband. It depends on who goes first. But, you know, it's a much smaller circle. And what will they say about me? You know, and then what will they say about you for your loved ones and those around you? And that's what really matters. Like in the long run, that's what really matters. I'm not saying you don't get involved and definitely get involved. Take back your circle and take back your community and expand and expand and expand as long as God gives you that ability. But start close. So, again, my prayers go out to, the fallen officer, Eric Talley, and his family. God bless you guys. And I'm going to end it with that. A little bit more emotional stream today. Probably my most emotional one I've ever had, but it's because of the circumstances we're in, and I hate being preyed upon, and I'm seeing that happen right now. So, all right, you guys, God bless, share this video, and we'll talk soon.